Have you met All Modern? All Modern brings you the best of modern furniture, and they deliver it free in days, not weeks. That's right, they deliver it in days. Waiting weeks for your order to arrive isn't ideal, especially when you've just moved. So get your sofa ASAP from All Modern and sit comfortably by building out the rest of your space. That's modern made simple. At All Modern, you'll find only the best of modern styles, from Scandi to mid-century, minimalist to maximalist. Every piece is hand-vetted for quality and designed for real life. Shop the best of modern outdoor furniture, timeless decor, and everything in between. Find timeless designs in every style that fold, function, and fun all in one. From small decor swaps to full room revamps, All Modern has you covered. Shop online at allmodern.com or visit them in-store in Linfield and Dedham, Massachusetts, or in Austin, Texas. That's All Modern.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
Used to be. When someone wronged me, I would go out of my way to retaliate and make them pay. I've never had anyone killed or anything like that. Most chumps are dumb, and dumb chumps make stupid decisions. Me included. We offend people without money every day.
Why?
Here on this show.
Don't do that. Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Jill Zarin, Gary Brody, and Doug Buden join the show. We recap the dinner from the night before with our cheap Ozempic dates and discuss what not to say to your partner. Plus, the
surprise
benefit of quitting smoking. I'm staring at your all of your manifestation candles here. We've got, looks like we have five.
We have five here, but I have like 30. But I could
surprise
carry them all in my luggage.
Because you and I were talking a little bit before the show, saying that I am a big manifester. I do believe, and I meditate a lot. My psychic, Scary Sherry, does a lot of manifestation candles. I actually was thinking about maybe giving her one of yours.
What other? Pleasure.
But you've got five. So you have love, tranquility, passion, luck. I can't see the purple one.
Calm.
What else do you have?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Do you have intuition? Do you have prosperity? Do you
Yes. I have blessed. I have all of them. And we have messages like, I've got you, babe. Love you, mean it. So we have sentences too. And this is the new collection. That's just one word. And then there's a message on the back of each box.
It's a beautiful box.
But the thing is, the candle has actually a crystal in it, like amethyst, quartz, rose quartz, tiger's eye, that matches the message. So a lot of people are manifesting now. I think it's like something coming out of the pandemic. And I've manifested myself my whole life. And I write it down. I think about it. You call it meditating. And
yes.
But a lot of people like to use crystals because that helps them focus. It's really about focusing. And it works. Look where you are right now.
I wanted to ask you, because I was thinking about, like, I love your relationship with Gary.
Gary Brody.
And you guys have been together for 5 years, correct, Gary? Correct?
5 years.
Allegedly.
Yes.
But what's interesting is with all these women, and some of them are more mature, and all these people that really are seeking love, right, and companionship, how is it that you manifest these men so quickly?
Because
is it the candles?
It's the candle.
It's the candles. It's crystals. Like, I've always been into crystals. I've always manifested.
Have you always been into men? I mean, do you?
Men too.
Man.
But have you never not had, like, a boyfriend?
Never.
Or yes.
No, never.
Why is that, do you think?
Because I cheat on one and go to the next one. No, just kidding. That was a funny answer. Because you said there's no break in between, because so I cheat on one and go to the next one.
May I answer that, please?
Yes, Gary.
It's her skill set.
Thank you, Gary.
Oh, okay. I see.
See?
But also, Jill is an attractive, intelligent.
Rich.
Pushy.
Pushy.
A little pushy.
Aggressive.
You're very, very... You're nice, like yin to her yang, because you're very relaxed. You're very easygoing. You find her. I mean, she does bark at you a lot, I've noticed. Uh-huh. But you laugh. You laugh at it. Like, you think it's funny.
I tried to, but I've been losing my temper recently.
He has. He's taking too much testosterone.
Yes. I find myself yelling back. I haven't physically grabbed her yet, but the testosterone has changed me. I'm really...
But so you were complaining that he didn't have enough testosterone.
Oh, now he's got too much.
Now it's too much, so we need to kind of equalize
it. We need to take it down.
I tried to go to the gym to like get rid of some of the energy, but...
Look at his muscles. Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
No, look at that, because he goes to the gym every day for 2 hours.
Do you find that your sex drive has increased?
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. It works. I mean, I don't sell testosterone. Yeah. I wish I did, but it works.
Yeah, you need that candle.
I'm up now to below average.
So you find yourself horny a lot now?
Right now.
In this dress.
So you seem happy.
I'm very happy.
Yeah. You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
You really, really do.
So
I'd like to take credit for it that I've dieted it all off, but I haven't. You know, I've been taking the juice like everybody else, and it's helped. It's
Shelby.
Worked.
It's
You're
really
such
funny.
A liar.
I'm not a liar.
So a group of us went to Steak 48 last night. It was Heather McDonald and Jill and Gary and Stu and Shane and Patty Stanger was there and myself. And but half the table was on Ozempic.
Oh, yeah.
So the funny thing is no one ate bread. Like, I mean,
no
it was
bread.
Crazy. The bread looked so
no
good and no one touched the bread.
No desire.
I mean, they must have been so annoyed with us because we had 4 light appetizers.
Yep.
There's 7 of us.
Yep.
We shared 4 light appetizers, 5 salads.
Yes.
1 steak.
1 super
for
steak, 40 ounces.
7 people.
Yeah, and it wasn't enough. It wasn't.
Oh, I thought it was fine.
Did you finish the food? Or did
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did the dog get the bone? Literally?
I have the bone for the dog, but I didn't. I want to supervise him when he eats the bone. So, and it needs to be outside.
Yeah, it's a mess.
She.
No, not Bossy.
My
dog.
Dog.
Oh, I thought it was
Gary. Follow along. It's my dog, Toby. He's a boy.
Wake up, Gary.
Come on, Gary.
Wake up.
Gary's like, I don't give a shit what you're talking about. I'm horny.
Now, did you notice? Did you like the restaurant?
I loved it. It's beautiful.
It's a great
restaurant. And I like that they have an open kitchen and they had an open seafood bar. You could see everything.
The only one complaint that I will launch is that there's just too many specials. That nice waitress went on and on and on and on. I was like, fuck. At one point, I just checked out. I'm like, I'm ordering off the menu.
No, but I was laughing. I know a lot of these steaks. And the more she said it was special and the finest, the more expensive it was. Because I know that they were going. And then she's like, this one is so rare and this and that. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's like $300 an ounce. And she didn't tell you what the prices were, by the way.
It's all marketing. When I went to Catch Steak that other night,
yes.
The guy said, let me introduce you to our steak program. And I was like, if they're using words like steak
program. There's a
program? That,
yeah, then change the channel.
You should join that program.
You need to change the channel.
It's just going to require. And when I was invited to the opening of Mastro's when it first opened, and it included a 15-minute dissertation about how they treat the meat and how they do. Like, they need to justify why they're going to charge these ridiculous prices.
Do you know what the butcher special is?
What?
They said the butcher, Deckel.
What?
Deckel? It's Deckel. It's Deckel, which is the cheapest
which is the
cut
fat,
of meat.
Yes.
Passover's coming. Don't ask. Passover's coming.
What are we
Don't
about?
Ask.
But do you still like the restaurant, Jeff? Are you still on board? You still like steak?
Love the restaurant. Love the service.
I'm gonna go there.
Food it's great.
That fried lobster thing that they had, the appetizer was unbelievable.
You had me at fried.
But the waitress... She kept saying, is that all you guys are going to order? Is that like, yeah, we're all on Ozempic.
She kept coming back. I was like, girl, I have nothing else to tell you.
A lot of mushrooms.
Now, somebody forgot to warn Heather about the drinks. Because as you know, she did get a little tipsy. Thank God she had a driver. But she did get a little tipsy.
I was worried. I asked you that. I said, does she have a driver?
Yes. She was not prepared for the heavy, heavy pours at Steak 48. So you order 1 martini, it is 2.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, you lose count fast.
Yeah.
But I know. I've been there several times.
Is she a martini drinker?
She was drinking, like, what? You ordered one, too.
Yeah, it's a cranberry martini.
Yeah. Was it good, Gary?
Oh, yeah. It was a tartini.
Now, Chef Stu.
What?
Tartini?
What's that?
Because cranberries are tart?
Yes.
Chef Stu prides himself in ordering whenever we go to these restaurants. He likes to order for the table. Now, unfortunately, we had to take that privilege away from him last night because he was making some bad choices. Now, he came late. You ordered the appetizers. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you. I think so, too.
And, I mean, everybody was
just enjoying, loved every bite. There was, like, one extra, like, one thing, like, one ball, but it was great.
And then we decided to do the one with the salads, and then some of us shared the salads, and then we did the steak. But then Chef Stu wanted to order the sides. Now, where he lost us... is at broccolini.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's a problem.
No one wants fucking broccolini.
You do want some.
We want potatoes.
Yes.
You need both.
French fries.
You need all of
mushrooms.
That.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Hopefully,
you know
cream
what they don't
spinach?
Have? They don't have mushroom
onion. No cream spinach.
They need
that's
a little onion
favorite.
Mistake. Mushroom onion mistake is really good.
I thought those mushrooms were delicious.
They were, but I
that
would
was
add
your
onion.
Idea, Jill.
It was. But I would add onion. But I think steak and onions.
I believe you want, yes, you want liver and onions, steak and onions, but I would say cream spinach. But the reason why your broccolini is good
spinach.
Is you want a little bitter. You want a little bit of bitter and a
there's
little
enough
bit of acid.
Bitterness at the table.
There was
Jack.
A lot of bitter.
There was bitter.
By the way, Patty Stanger, I have never seen her so calm, so reserved,
quiet.
So
you know
quiet.
Why. You know why?
Valium.
Yeah,
she was
two.
On, she was on 2 Valium.
Yes. 2 5 milligrams. I don't know why she didn't just say 10. Like, who says 2 5 milligrams? Like, why would you say 10? But because she
like,
had a procedure done, so they needed to relax her, and she came in, like, all zonked. But she didn't
really?
Fall asleep.
No.
Yeah.
Did she drive?
She was so
no.
mellow. Absolutely I sat next to her the whole night. Like, she was just so chill and relaxed. Like, I was told her at the end, I'm like, I just want to put my head on your shoulder. Because she was just so calm.
We like that pad.
I love that pad. Yeah. She really should take 10 milligrams every morning.
Every day. It should be on her diet.
She said that. Yeah.
2 5.
She was like a different person.
Maybe 5 in the morning and 5 at night.
Yeah. I mean, I love crazy hyper Patty, but I really love chill zen Patty.
I do. Gary likes chills.
And the group you were with last night, that's it's good that at least, you know, there was some calming energy.
Well, someone else could talk.
Candle. Well, Heather went a little nuts at the later in the evening.
She got excited.
She was a lot of fun, though. She wasn't like
oh,
angry.
So
she
fun.
So much fun.
Oh. But then she started telling us this, when she got drunk, she told us the same story 4 times. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was about her son and like the
camera.
Filming.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the...
What was that? That to me was like, that means you really wanted to do it.
If you missed the first story, it was okay because it's going to be on a loop. So if you missed like the first few minutes, then she's just going to repeat it. But,
yes.
But she repeated the same story
did
4 times.
Did she repeat it or did she embellish each
nope.
time?
No. No. It was a repeat.
And that's when Jill's like, oh, is she driving home? But you were very sweet putting her in the car last night.
Yeah, it was, there's 10 Suburbans outside.
Like she might have gotten in the wrong one.
Yeah.
The wrong Suburban.
I had to help
and
out.
You had one, you'd only had one drink at my house.
Yeah, maybe you had a little.
I had one at Doug's and then one teeny, which is like 2 or 3. And then
you were feeling good.
You had one too many.
Good. You were feeling good. Yes.
One too many.
Yeah.
When the lips go purple. We know
I get purple lips so quick.
Yeah, he had Asian glow and purple lips.
It was a whole assortment of colors.
A lot of color.
It was like black and blue.
Big gay rainbow.
Very exciting news. Toby has been accepted to doggy daycare. Wow. He made it through the interview process and the audition yesterday.
God bless. Thank God for nepotism.
Nepo puppy.
He let he went in with the other dogs. He let the other dogs sniff his ass, and he was sniffing the other dogs' asses, which I think means you're friendly and social.
That worked for me.
Same with my
So I'm very excited. His first day of school is Monday.
What do you mean she bit you?
What are you going to get him? Like, do you have to go back to school shopping? Does he need supplies?
We need a uniform.
A new collar. You need something.
Well, that's a very
good
point.
Does he get a camp list? Does he have like an outfit list?
You have to sew his name.
You have to sew his name and everything?
I have to bring his food for his 11 o'clock feeding.
Really?
So I've got to bring that. But basically the way it's going to
work. Don't bring the bone. They'll get jealous. The other dogs will get very jealous.
Okay. No, I'm not bringing any bones.
Okay. Don't bring that bone.
But I drop him off at exactly 8 o'clock on the way to work.
Okay.
And then I head to the coffee shop before the studio. So it's going to work out fine. We're going to do half days. She recommended, was it Gia? Was that her name?
Yeah.
Gia recommended half days to start with.
Do they have an outside backyard?
I didn't look.
I don't know.
They're not leaving. Leaving that dog inside all day.
Well, they're going to be cleaning up
of
shit.
If it's the place that they were talking about, there's plenty of room, and it's really cute, and they're all sort of small dogs in the same
area. Is this dog
area.
Small?
Yeah.
Is it like Pour la Pooch or something? What's it called?
How many pounds? How many pounds is the dog right now?
That's a good question.
17.
On his way to 30?
Yeah. He's getting big.
Yeah. He's getting tall, right?
That's what he's going to be about 30, 40 pounds.
So
at least.
I wonder, because I showed you a picture
of
him last night.
Yeah, all muscle.
Are you concerned about someone else feeding him? I know that was a thing for you.
No, I think we're okay. I try to feed him as much as possible. It's pretty clear that I'm his boss, like I'm his master.
Oh, good.
Yeah, same. It's very clear. Yeah, you too understand, right?
Thank
it took
you
me
for
a while
feeding
to train
us.
You.
We're so hungry. We eat after the show.
So full.
I feed them both.
Feeding time.
But yes, we and she interviewed me too, kind of.
Yeah.
Justin and Lance, they all kind of interviewed me. Now they said, what kind of dog do you have? And I said, oh, it's a cattle dog shepherd mix, which is what the rescue organization told me.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's like,
but if it looks like a duck and it quacks like
he's
a
like,
duck,
it's a lot of pit, a lot of pit in this dog. A lot of pit.
If it looks like a pit and it acts like a pit.
That's not what they told me. I said, that's not what they told me. He's like, yeah, it looks like a pit. I'm like, well, that's
they let him in.
Do you want to do the DNA thing and just maybe not tell anybody?
No, because then I'd have to come clean with my insurance company. Right now, it's a cattle dog.
Okay.
And a shepherd. That's what I have on his papers.
Insurance is an issue.
Is there some law you have to share the results?
Yeah. Get the insurance anyway. Don't mess around.
Well, of course I have insurance.
No, but I'm saying whatever that is.
I'm saying they won't cover me.
They won't cover you.
No. Do they cover you with Bossy?
You know what? It was tough.
Absolutely.
It was tough to get coverage for Bossy. Yeah. Look at how aggressive she is. She's passed out on the table. Literally.
What I love is when people take their dogs to restaurants, like last night when you took Bossy to Steak 48, and then she barked.
Yeah. Little, because she had to go to the bathroom. Gary had to take her out.
Do you remember what
Gary
happened?
Gary had to take her out.
Do you remember what she said?
Or she wanted water.
When Bossy started barking and she started yelling at Gary.
Gary, take her.
Gary, take the dog out.
Take the dog out, Gary.
Gary, go get, take Bossy.
Were there other dogs there or just Bossy was the only dog there?
I hate Bossy.
At our table, only Bossy. I'm not sure about the other tables. Yeah. But they don't even know she's there. She really doesn't do it. If she barks, it's because she needs water or needs to go to the bathroom.
Or a martini.
How old is Allie now?
Cosmo.
Allie's 30.
30. And just Jordan, her boyfriend, is he still staying with her / living with her?
Yes, they are still staying together. Uh-huh. Very happy. They just came back. Okay, so since I've been here, they've been to Dubai. Remember that big Beyonce concert thing in Dubai, the opening of the Atlantis? Allie was invited as a guest, as an influencer.
Wow.
She was like the only one, her and Kylie Jenner. Seriously, like the only reality stars there.
Just two people, that was it.
And and Jonathan Sheban.
Allie and Kylie.
And a lot of fish.
And
that's it.
Jonathan Sheban. Was the only
it's a private concert.
Anyway, whatever.
For Allie.
And then now she went to Jackson Hole. She went to Jackson Hole this weekend.
And she was the only one there.
They
said, attention, Jackson Hole, everybody out.
But you know what?
Allie and Jordan are coming. Get out.
She became a very good skier.
Because there was nobody else there.
I know, there's nobody on the mountain. Anyway, so now she's in Boca. She came back
she's
on
the
Wednesday.
Only one.
And last night she went to Boca, so she's in the house. So she's sleeping in my bed. Yeah. Because her room's not ready.
They're moving in with us.
What?
I think in September.
Allie and Jordan?
Yeah, just until they get settled. They're going to leave the city and come to Florida.
They're never going to get settled. What does
that
mean?
Yeah, they'll buy a house or whatever. Let them save up some money.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
But you've come to terms with the fact that they do live together and that he's not just staying with her.
No, he's staying with her because I pay the rent. I pay the rent.
Right.
And Allie's moving in with Jordan.
But he doesn't sleep anywhere else.
He's going to stay there.
Well, he stayed in Jackson Hole.
Right. But he sleeps there every night. So then he, technically, he's living with her.
Yeah, but like his furniture, nothing's there. So if they broke up, literally, he could take his clothes. And,
right.
But that's not going to happen. They're very happy. Very happy. I'm very happy. She's happy. Because if she's happy, I'm happy. She's a Scorpio. And I hear Monroe's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I know.
Is Monroe staying with you?
Is Monroe staying with you? I don't think she's ever going to leave your house. So there you go.
I don't want her to.
I don't blame you.
But I would do what you do. I would let her and her boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, move in with me.
Absolutely.
For sure. House is big enough.
House is big enough.
They're a lot of fun to be around, too. They're up for anything.
Really. We all know I don't like to be alone.
Yeah. Right.
Me neither.
Right.
Yeah.
Me neither.
We'll have to end up together, you and me, Jeff.
What about Gary?
Sorry, Gary.
Oh, Gary.
The next Beyonce concert at the Atlantis, it will just be Jeff and Jill.
Yes. That's what I was hoping.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I read this, which, Jill, I'm curious about your feedback, but I read this article this morning. It says there was a dating expert, and they said if anyone you date ever says this one line to you, it is a red flag fucking run, which is, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you.
So, if
so that means you're going
to
hurt you.
Because if somebody says that to you,
they're gonna
that's
hurt
the
you.
Red flag.
Because that means that
it's a double negative. That means
they
I
believe
you
have stronger feelings for them than they have for you.
True.
And they're also saying it's a warning because they basically are, there's no risk of hurting you if they were committed and saw future potential, right?
Right.
So for them to say, I'm going to hurt you or I don't want to hurt you, that's saying that they're not committed and that they are going to leave eventually.
They're going to hurt you because they're
yeah.
saying right. I don't
well,
want to,
they're
but
preparing
I am.
You for a breakup.
Saying I don't want to means I'm doing it anyway.
Right. That's like an I'm sorry, but...
I hate, I'm sorry,
but
I'm sorry,
you know, the
but.
Other thing is it also absolves them like in their minds. They're like, well,
yeah.
I warned you.
Yeah.
I said I didn't want to hurt you.
Right.
So it's a real dick move.
But I agree with that dating expert. I think if someone says that to you.
Do you feel like
are you taking a phone call right now, Jill?
Security at my community just called and I just said my code into the phone.
Allie, the security's there.
I don't care who's there. We got to let him
Jeff,
in. Let him in.
Open the gate.
Feel
who
like,
cares?
Like, this is such groundbreaking research that this doctor has to publish. Does that not make sense to you automatically?
No.
Really?
Jeff no. loves a red flag.
I mean, this
yeah,
is not
I
even...
I ignore so many red flags.
Red flag means go.
Gary, have I said to you lately...
This is not even burnt umber, red flag.
I don't want to hurt you. Have I ever said that?
No. I think you hurt me on a daily basis. And you enjoy it.
And I don't
it,
care.
No.
And I don't care.
No, because I'm long term. You feel if you could hurt
very
me...
Very comfortable.
Yes, you're comfortable enough to hurt me. Yeah.
Heather does not like your profile pic. She brought it up again yesterday at dinner.
She was like, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. I'm sorry if I was offensive.
I'm sorry, but
change the picture. She didn't like, she didn't like my main picture on
so
my hand.
So she's not sorry at all?
She was sorry if it hurt me, but she stands
okay,
by her advice.
But here's a question. Zach... is he liked your pictures, right?
Yeah.
I think in your case, I would go more with a Zach than with a Heather, given the fact that Zach is a gay guy and Heather is a not gay guy.
I would recommend Shane.
She's a very not gay guy. She's a Catholic.
Right.
Honesty.
And she told you that last night, didn't she?
Yeah.
I would recommend a Jill manifestation candle. if you just go to jillandallie.com, code Jeff 25.
I'm going to get
I really think
luck.
Yes.
What are you manifesting?
Delete my hand.
What are you
manifesting? Get a love candle.
What are you manifesting right now?
What are you manifesting in your life? I know what you're manifesting.
Oh, health. Do you have a health one?
Yes.
Well,
do you have a mental health one?
I should do a mental health.
Yeah.
I manifest health for my parents.
Absolutely.
My manifestation is health for my parents.
Oh, I don't waste my time manifesting for other people.
That's a poo-poo-poo.
So I only have so much time
in a day. What are you manifesting right now? Seriously.
Big ass.
Career is fantastic. Career couldn't be better.
I'm always manifesting career. Intuition. And then also...
Intuition's a good candle, Allie. Write that down.
I kind of...
I'm just doing a meeting right now.
But I'm looking for like... peace, you know what I'm saying? Like I
have tranquility available.
Oh, okay. It's my favorite scent. You should take this one, actually.
The tranquility, I'll take that one.
Yeah.
All right, there's a crystal inside. And
yes,
so I'll get 50 hours of it.
50 hours of tranquility.
It. You just relight it.
And then I just relight it when it's out.
You relight it.
It's completely gone.
No. What's great about our candles, seriously, is that we have fragrance throughout the whole thing. A lot of times when you buy candles, they only put it on the top so you can smell it. And as soon as you burn it...
Jill, you have to do a disclaimer. Once the wax is all gone, you cannot relight the candle.
No, if the wax is gone, but sometimes the wax is still left. And
that means it's not done.
As when it's done, there is wax,
you buy
there is
another
scent.
Candle or you do another activity.
But Jill,
you don't relight a candle with no wax and no wick in a stone.
She said six times today.
It's like making soup with a stone. There's no chicken. There's no noodles.
The crystal,
there's no
soup.
But Jill, do you
make not that
refills?
Magical.
Can I buy a refill?
No.
To-
you have to buy
absolutely
what
not.
What Jill means is the wax melts, and then
you.
After you blow it out, it hardens again, and you can relight the candle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You saved
love
me.
You
very
so
different.
Much.
Very different.
Thank you so much.
What
not
genius.
What she said.
You're right, Gary.
Oh my God.
Very
I love
different.
You. I don't want to hurt you, Jill, but I have to correct you.
I love you, Gary.
Okay, well, in that case, then, I think we should take more money off, right? We should get code 50.
Ooh.
No, listen.
Jill's like, oof,
anyone
shut the
who
fuck
sends
up.
In an order, because I have no authority to say this,
yeah,
anyone who sends in an order the next hour, it's free, including shipping.
Gary, no.
Up to
no, because you know why, Gary? Because this will replay throughout the day.
Oh, and on the weekend.
I have no authority anyway. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
So you guys can't go to Cabo?
I can't.
Okay.
Because I have a secret project that I'm doing.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Secret.
I can't say anything about it.
Okay. So, you know, it's unsafe right now, but we got an apology from the cartel. Is that correct?
That's right. Which is, is really, really
good. I'm sorry, but.
Yeah.
It's not an I'm sorry, but. It's an I'm sorry and.
Oh.
So law enforcement has received an actual apology note from the drug cartel for kidnapping the four U.S. citizens.
And killing two of them?
And killing two of them.
Okay.
But they apologize for all of it. It's signed by the Scorpion. It's not Spanish word. I'm sorry.
Scorpion.
Practicing his accent. And snorting at the same time.
Wait, Scorpions? That's a rock band, Scorpions.
It's not, but
they
unrelated.
Did it, right?
Sorry. This letter is signed by the Scorpion faction of the Gulf Cartel. And they also apologize to the people who live there in Matamoros, Mexico, that they didn't mean it, that this was not them. This goes against the cartel's rule of respecting the life and well-being of the innocent.
Who did it?
So all is forgiven.
That's good enough for me.
In the words, who did it? If it wasn't the cartel.
No, they
apology
did it, but
accepted.
They're sorry. They did it,
did
but they
did
words
do
of
it?
Jill Zarin, I'm sorry.
Did they do it?
Yeah,
I'm
they
sorry.
Did.
They did
apologizing.
It, but they apologized
but
for
they said
well,
then
it's
two
okay.
of their...
Apology accepted.
They had some rogue... They're saying some people went rogue, right? Oh. So they're saying that they didn't say
did
we should kill
them. Did
they
think they were drug people? Is that the question?
Well, there was some speculation that they thought they mistook
that's
these
what
Americans
I mean.
For
is that
some
what they
other
did?
People.
Yeah. Okay.
I like a cartel that's accountable, you know?
I do, too.
Because
I think this
two
is
women
great.
In a car are definitely, you know, look like dead. They're... No, definitely look like they're, you know, in the cartel. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It was nice to leave a note, but I would have preferred, in addition to the note,
a couple of million?
No. A manifestation candle.
I knew it.
Jill and Allie. You can relate it. JillandAllie.com, 25% off. Jeff 25 today.
That's and if you're lost in the woods and you need to be found, you light that candle. Wow. Two wicks, one crystal.
I'm you'll pretty sure we give matches, but Allie will kill me if we ran out. But we do have matchbooks.
You do?
Where are you guys going on Sunday? You're going to a party?
Oh,
is that why you're in town?
We're in town to go to Elton John's charity event, Oscar party.
Oh, I wonder if you'll see Diana Jenkins there.
No, what about the other one?
And Lisa Rinna.
No, the other one. Who invited them?
Sutton.
Sutton.
Oh, we love Sutton.
We love Shout Sutton. Mm-hmm. I hope she goes.
Okay. She's a good time.
She's a lot of fun.
You know what? I wanted to come here Monday to talk about it, but I found out Melissa Rivers is going to be here, and she's going to trump me definitely with the clothing.
Sorry.
I know. I'm out. But
she's an expert.
I'm sorry. But I can call in. I can call in while she's here.
You teased that we're going to talk about Roni.
I know. I'm going to do it right now.
Let's go. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you didn't do it.
Let's talk about it.
Let's go.
Page Six reported that Andy's comment or dig about you being thirsty may have upset the negotiations between you and NBC Bravo. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Okay.
When he said it, which was like last April, it did annoy me for about a minute. I thought it was a dig and not nice, but that's it. I forgot about it. I don't have that good a memory. I definitely didn't hold a resentment, and it had nothing to do with negotiations. Nothing, zero. The thirsty comment, just overall, I don't really care what people think, so that doesn't bother me either. All I cared about was favored nations. I just wanted everyone to get paid the same. I thought that we were all doing the same. We started together. In fact, I cast the show, right? So I brought on Bethany. I brought on Luann. I brought on Ramona. So if for nothing else, I should definitely get paid the same as everybody else, or I'm not doing it. And
so
that's it.
That's what you were fighting.
So it wasn't about what they were paying you.
No.
It's just about
equality. That's it.
Fairness.
Which they call favored nations. Like when the whole Friends cast banded together
right.
to
so
get
somebody
paid
referred
the
same. To me that Jill wanted Friends money. Well, they got half of it right. I wanted the equality, but I didn't expect Bravo to write a $1 million check. That
right.
part I didn't expect.
I see. So is there what did derail it? Is there one particular woman involved or two?
Well, I said I wouldn't do it, and they think that they had a short. They don't want to do the show with four people. And when they looked at who else they could have, I mean, they really don't have a lot to choose from because there aren't a lot of OGs.
Right.
I mean, Bethany wasn't going to do it. They said they're not bringing Ramona back because of all that crap that happened last season. So it was,
Alex lives in Australia.
But I think Alex would come in. Listen, I would love to say that they didn't do it because of me. I'm sure it wasn't just because of me. There had to be other reasons, right?
Someone else probably
but
didn't
sign
on.
But I think if I said yes, they would have done it. But I think when I said no, there were other things that happened that probably just made them cancel it.
I see. Okay. So, but was in regards to the other women cast, was it like Sonia and Dorinda and Luann? And
yeah. And
are you allowed to say that?
Oh, yeah. No, they did. They made offers out to Luann, Sonia, and Dorinda.
Mm-hmm.
And me.
I thought Tinsley also was
mentioned.
And
Tinsley said no. Oh. And who else? There's one more.
Why would Tinsley say no?
Because it ruined her life. I mean, she never got what she wanted in her life.
Does she live Bessimone? In New York again?
I think she's in Texas. Someone said
Jill,
she's in
Kelly
Texas.
Bessimone.
Oh, and Kelly Bensimone.
Kelly Bensimone.
They were bringing
Kelly good.
Back.
Well, she's up here. We're all down there.
I think it should be done as Ultimate Girls Trip. I think it should be like a 2-week trip where the girls go together. I even think they could reach out to some people that they thought wouldn't come on because for a week or two and a good paycheck, I think that they would go on. I'm not naming names.
Oh, because that's such a shorter.
Would you go back to Ultimate Girls Trip if they wanted you back? Because I noticed they're recasting the same women over and over.
Yeah, I would definitely do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I had a great time.
Did you have any issues with anyone there?
Oh, definitely. I had issues with you know who.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's you know who?
Dorinda.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I had issues.
I mean, I had an idea, but I just wanted you to say it.
Yeah. No, I said it. I said it.
Okay. Doing a little research, we discovered, and I think we discussed this, that you starred in a horror movie.
I did.
In 2015 called Night of the Wild. I have to say, it's about killer dogs.
It is.
I have to say, you're not a bad actress.
Really?
Yeah. You're not a bad actress.
We're all gonna die, you know. We're all gonna die, you know.
Yeah, and that's when I noticed that you didn't have a nose in that scene.
The dog bit my nose off.
No.
Yes.
What do you mean she bit you?
Did you get hazard pay?
No, it wasn't really bitten off. What I loved is watching how they do all the makeup and
right,
the
but that,
makeup.
Sometimes
that's
you qualify for hazard pay. I had hair put on me. I got hazard pay.
What?
If they. Mm-hmm.
Who was back to Jill? Who was your character? Who's your the character you played? What was the name?
I don't remember her name.
We're looking at a picture of it.
That was me, but I don't remember my name. I was just somebody who lived in the town.
Okay.
it's like a Hallmark movie.
It was like 10 years ago. It was like something must have landed on Earth like a meteor that made all the dogs turn on humans.
Sheila.
Even little puppies, cute little puppies.
No.
Yes. And imagine the world if all the dogs turned.
Oh, right.
No. Yeah, wouldn't be a good world.
Imagine the world.
Bossy? Could you imagine Bossy?
Your character's name was Liz, Jill.
Oh, yeah, Liz.
Jill, how many people were killed in the movie? Do you remember? I like when there's a lot of depth.
You know who body I got to, hold on. You know who I got to cuddle with? Rob Morrow.
Oh.
The actor.
Oh.
He was my friend's husband, and I was in the car with him, and I got to cuddle and snuggle up to him because
to
I
your
was
friend's
scared.
Husband?
Was that when you had no nose or
no? I had a nose then. It was before I got attacked. He was trying to save me.
His name was Dave in the movie. His name's Dave.
So you did die.
Very cute. Oh yeah, I died. In fact, something pulled me out from under the dog pulled me out from under the car and like ate me alive.
Oh gosh,
she died, girl.
You just scream at the top of your lungs and all of that.
It was so much fun. I didn't realize how good I can scream. You know, I smoked cigarettes many moons ago, like 20 years ago, and I remember I couldn't scream. Like that was one of the things. It definitely affected my throat and voice. And now, 20 years later, I can scream again. So nice.
She's fine.
If you quit smoking, you can
no problem.
If you stop smoking, you can start screaming.
No problem screaming.
Stop smoking. Start screaming.
That's the message.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.